There's a summer camp that's in Dallas that's come through here the last maybe 3-4 years that I know of. And it's called Play by Play Camp. And it's usually at SMU. And they go to, these guys go to different cities and they get kids who are interested in sports radio or TV or whatever. And they take them around to different, you know, they'll go tour AT&T. And they stay overnight. It's an overnight camp.
Okay.
And so I've gone there the last couple of years to talk to the kids when they talk about radio. And they've had other, like I think this year they had Tyron Smith go up there and Ed Werder. Like they get some big names.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Cooperstein will go up there and talk to the kids. So I've connected with the guy the last few years and I've gone up there to talk to the kids. And they just have a lot of questions about sports and how you get into business and all that stuff. And it's really cool. It's really fun. So the thing that threw me about this was as the kids would come up and take pictures, one walked up with a book and just said, can I get your autograph? Oh, okay. So I'm used to signing like the ticket book or the posters that were on, but not flat out a notebook, a spiral notebook with nothing else on it, and he wanted my autograph, and I didn't know if I need to, hey, what's your name, kid, and have a message or just sign my name. It's really weird because I was thinking, I can't remember the last time I've asked someone for an autograph or even to sign anything. Now, especially when we have these phones in our pockets, it's just about taking pictures. And I've never been the guy to get an autograph. As a matter of fact, I've only gotten two autographs, and I've only asked for one. The first autograph I ever received that I can remember, I didn't even ask for. It was the second one. Because that one was when I first started working for The Bone, and the first big event I went to before I even started, Alice Cooper was there, and I had a lanyard on with his face on it to get in. You know how we have the things for the event. I just walked up and it was like, hey, this is Donovan. He's starting to work at the station here next week and all that. He was like, how you doing? He grabbed my lanyard and just signed it. I didn't even ask for it. And I was like, huh? Okay. I don't even know who this dude is.
But you didn't know Alice Cooper?
I mean, no. I did not.
Fair enough.
But I wanted to bring to you and show you the only other autograph I got. And it may be one of the reasons why I'm not a huge seeker of autographs, because I was chastised for this autograph. So I'll show you. It's in my bag.
All right.
So of course, you know, the greatest athlete in the world to me is Randall Cunningham. And I've told you the story about me meeting Randall Cunningham. So first I'm going to show you, this is a photo album. And this, I said, I was going to put all the pictures that I had with different celebrities in this photo album. This was specifically for that. And as you can see, the only pictures in there are me and Randall Cunningham. So this is the picture that I took when I met Randall Cunningham at the Fog City Diner on Maple.
You look so happy.
You can see every tooth in my mouth. I had on a t-shirt.
Are these all pictures of you and Randall?
No, it's one. Okay. That's the other. It's one other celebrity in there that I met when I was working at KLIF, and that is Kim Coles. She was on the Living Single.
Okay, all right.
But Randall, look at that smile.
Yeah, your smile with him.
I have a maverick.
Is much more like that's a real like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Right,
smile.
Right. I have a sweater vest on with a t-shirt. I don't know how the hell I dress like that, but I did. It's weird. And that's when he threw me a pass. That's another picture in there. He threw me a pass and I caught it. And then that's him being on the broadcast.
Okay.
On KLIF.
Old school. Very nice.
I know. That's one of the ones where you're praying to God that the picture was captured, because you had to go take it to the store and get it developed.
Yeah. It's not immediate.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, my gosh. Did they get this right? So now I'm thinking, I knew that Randall was going to be at the place, and I was hoping that I got an opportunity to meet him, but I wasn't guaranteed. So I wasn't smart enough to like, man, let me go get a shirt, a jersey, or whatever, so he can sign it. I never think that way because I'm not this autograph seeker. And in my car, when I went to meet him, the only thing I had was a very, very used and worn Philadelphia Eagles hat. Look how awful this thing is.
Yeah, that's that looks like hours and hours of sweat and grime.
And he signed it. And when he signed it, and I brought it home.
He sure did.
My wife looked at me and said, what are you doing?
I mean, it's Randall Cunningham.
Like, you didn't have a thought of getting a new hat or a jersey or something? I was thinking, well, no, because I really don't think about getting the autograph. And I know there are a lot of people who are autograph seekers, and that's great. Do what you got to do. That just wasn't a frame of thought. But there's no way she was going to let me display this in the house because the hat was so dirty. Even though I got the greatest athlete in the world signature on it, I can't put this up in my house. She refuses to let me put this up in the house. And I kind of halfway don't blame her because this hat is trash.
It is unfortunate that that's the hat that you got it because that is extremely dirty.
It's terrible. And I can't wash it because the signature is on it.
That's I don't even know what to tell you on this one. I mean, that is gross, dude. Is this just sweat? Like, did you wear this all the time?
I mean, yeah, I was a big Randall fan, so in turn, I was an Eagles fan.
It looks like you kind of sweat.
And it was like, hey, man,
copious amount of
you have something for him to sign? I didn't have a notebook or anything. I just remember, oh, man, I have a hat in the car. And then I looked up, oh, no. Like, do I even present this for him? The only time I will ever meet the greatest athlete in my lifetime.
Did he kind of side-eye you when you gave that to him?
I don't remember the look on his face. He probably didn't even notice. Maybe he's had worse things that he signed. But this is it. One of two autographs I've ever gotten in my entire life. And this is on that dirty of a hat. And I don't know what to do with it. Now, it's just not even displayed. It's in my closet because I can't do anything with it.
Like, you couldn't put that. You could put that somewhere. I mean, it's really. I mean, the front's not. The back is nasty. I mean, it really is. But the front looks like. I mean, you could put that side. It just looks like a worn hat kind of from the front.
And then you can almost make the argument that he took it right off of his head after a game and just gave it to him.
Yeah,
I can make up that lie, but there's no way he's even wearing a hat that filthy.
Man, it feels like, what if you put it in a box, like a glass, you know, one of those glass enclosures, and you just had it like this where the back isn't so obvious, and you could just have it, maybe that might look okay. You put a picture behind it or something of Randall to where it blocks the back part being so gross?
Maybe so. I wonder, can you just... I don't know. I just don't want to disturb the integrity of the most beautiful signature I've ever seen. Were you a big autograph guy?
I think as a kid I was. I got a lot of baseball autographs where I used to have, and I've still got it somewhere, we'd go to Rangers games and I would keep score. And I used to have like Cal Ripken and Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire all sign my scorebook thing.
Okay.
And I've got that somewhere. So I would get, you know, I have some really random players that were from the Rangers at the time and some other guys when we would go stay. And I've talked about this before. In the summer, we would always pick a weekend and we would stay at that Sheraton that used to be where the visiting team stayed when they came to play at two ballparks ago at the old Arlington Stadium.
Right.
And you'd run into those guys in the lobby. And so, you know, larger than life, and they'd sign my little book and all that type of thing. And my grandfather had some stuff signed. I've got some autographs in some frames with, like, Juan Marichal. Got his autograph, that Harold Baines, and a couple, like, random ones that kind of got given to me by others. But, man, I don't think I've tried to get an autograph for anybody since I was probably in high school. Like, as an adult, I don't know. It's very frowned upon.
And they even tell you on the credentials if you're going into a locker room or a clubhouse, no autographs. You're not asking for that.
But even when we're not, like, if somebody were to come up here, like, Troy's a good example of this. To me, it would be kind of weird to be, hey, Troy Aikman's hanging out and we're talking with him and stuff, but hey, Troy, will you sign this for me? That just seems weird. I don't know. Just for me personally, that's just how I see it.
Me too. I feel that same way.
Yeah.
But... I don't know, I feel sometimes that I wish I would have been a little more, maybe not aggressive, but getting more things like that. And usually if it was a baseball or a basketball or a football or a jersey or something that feels different than just a piece of paper to say, hey, can I have your autograph? Which I feel like it wouldn't, like that would be a little weird.
Right. But I've always kind of seen it that way as well. But... I don't know. I think my son sometimes would probably think it was cool. Like if I got Dak Prescott's autograph or something on something like, hey, Two Maddox, whatever. He would, and that's the only reason I would ever do that. Like, right. For me, I don't know that I would be necessarily into that, but I know a lot of people are. Everybody's got their own thing, I guess.
You know, and if you're signing a card, right, or a piece of, but I just felt it odd when I was just handed a blank piece of paper to say, hey, just can I get your autograph? Like, man, wow. I can't remember the last time I was asked to do that without signing like a book or a poster or something like that. And then it just made me think of the one autograph that I truly wanted to seek out. The one only one I've ever asked for. And the only thing I had was probably the dirtiest hat ever in the history of hats to have my hero sign it. But he did.
And now you'll have that forever?
I feel like it may disintegrate. It's so bad.
Just put it in something and build a little display out of it. And if you do that, maybe you get a couple of pictures in there. It won't look as bad or something.
Because you could watch this.
A couple of cards or something you could put together.
30 times and it's still not going to look like it's supposed to look. That's a bad hat. Great signature, bad hat.